Let's talk about recent research data that's come out in terms of adjuvant chemotherapy. And one that a lot of people are commenting on is Barry's presentation from the San Antonio meeting looking at CALGB data. Can you kind of review what that presentation looked at and what do you think it means?
Of course, the holy grail of chemotherapy, at least one of the holy grails, is to be able to identify which patients benefit most from which therapies. And right now we're at an incredibly crude level at doing this. And there's been a lot of talk that the estrogen receptor status correlates with relative sensitivity to chemotherapy. And this certainly seems true in the overview, where in postmenopausal patients, it's quite clear that estrogen receptor positive patients get less benefit than estrogen receptor negative patients. Now, nobody believes that estrogen receptor is at the basis of this. There must be other things which correlate with the expression of the estrogen receptor. But this idea has been floating around actually for years. And what Barry did was he did an analysis of three CLGB trials of lesser therapy versus greater therapy. In one, it was more anthracyclines. And then another trial was the addition of taxanes. And then still another trial, it was making a three-week regimen, a two-week regimen, dose-dense type of strategy, moving toward a dose-dense strategy. And in every one of those trials, the proportional risk reduction afforded by the therapy, the newer therapy over the old, was bigger in the patients who were estrogen receptor negative than estrogen receptor positive. In fact, in some of the trials, for some of the endpoints, the additional benefit in the ER-positive population was very low or not statistically significant.
One thing I've heard oncologists ask about is, can they make an indirect comparison to the BCIRG trial looking at TAC, where they saw the same benefits in ER-positive patients as right. in ER-negative?
One of the things that's interesting about Barry's presentation is that in those three studies, that particular correlation between the greater degree of benefit in the ER-negative population than the ER-positive population was absolutely consistent. That's not consistent across all trials, however. In many trials, that correlation is not seen. And one of the trials that that's not seen in is in the TAC trial. And this compared TAC and FAC. And in fact, there was an equivalent amount of benefit for the TAC regimen over FAC in both the ER-negative population and the ER-positive population. It's interesting that if you look at the dose-dense study in Barry's presentation, there was essentially no additional benefit for making the therapy dose-dense in terms of overall survival, well, in the ER-positive population. And there was almost all the benefit was being carried by the ER-negative population. Now, you know, one of the things you might theoretically guess would be that if you compare TAC and dose-dense, that maybe they would be fairly equal in the ER-negative populations, but in the ER-positive populations, TAC might be better. I think that's a very speculative thing to say, but it will be tested. Actually, there's an SABP trial that has the dose-dense regimen being compared to the TAC regimen, and it'll be interesting to see which of the regimens is better, and specifically to see if there can be identifiers that select one regimen over the other in given subsets of the patients.